Billy Paul's me and Mrs. Jones.
Thank you, Miss Jones. Yeah, Jones.
Best mix of the Golden Oldies here on WABC. That was considered quite risque when that came out, that record. Oh, yeah, it was all a bit, all the rest of it. But I thought, I mean, top of the pops now. Hey, when you say, I love you, it's no longer a declaration, it's more like a demonstration. Here's a great new album for us Oldens entitled The Middle Age of Aquarius, with great songs like Born to be Bald, I Get By with a Little Help from My Grecian 2000, Let's Get Filisand, If You Were the Only Girl in the World, Nothing. And of course that all-time classic, Zimmer Time and the Living is Lousy. You'll creak around the clock at the geriatric go-go for these. Yes, all this and less on The Middle Age of Aquarius, out now on the Preparation H label. ABC, the best mix of the Golden Oldies, and then caught the little tunes here. You know that song, Mr. Tambourine? That was allowed to be played on the BBC, the August BBC, in the mid-60s. Yet they banned A Day in the Life by the Beatles, that John Lennon, really, I suppose, because he said somewhere in the lyric about going upstairs, had a smoke, and went off into a dream. John, of course, denied vehemently that it was anything to do with the Moroccan woodbines. Oh, sure, John. Oh, no, it was purely innocent. Yes, of course it was, John. And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds has nothing to do with LSD. No, John, of course not. And Julie and Clary get married this summer. Sure. But they banned that. Quite innocent song, The Day in the Life. In fact, well, innocent, a very profound song of its kind. They banned it. Mr. Tambourine Man, they thought, was there. In the BBC. Jolly. And a nice little tune about a chap dancing with a tambourine. That a pusher, for heaven's sake. Well, that got one, well, that flicked past the wicketkeeper, that particular one. Still a good tune. This is WABC. WABC. I just have to say that things obviously do change when you go away. My wife and I went to see the Wolves play at the end of last season. They were playing Tranmere. And of course, that was a bit of a ropey game. And Wolves didn't exactly sparkle on that occasion. But a lot of changes at that ground. It'll be a very, very exciting season coming up for the boys. I'm looking forward to getting to see them play a few times as well. But I took my wife along to that game. And my wife had never been to a football match until she met me. And the first game I took her to see was a Brighton game. And she still has never been to see a football match since she met me. But when she Brighton play, I think it was a real glamour tie. I think it was against Reading or Brentford or possibly Carlisle. Something like that. Anyway, we were there. Now, the Brighton supporters were given a bit of the old chant. And I'm going to have to homogenise this for a Sunday afternoon on the WABC. But it went along the lines of, we ate the palace. Oh, we ate the palace. And this monotonous chant went on for about an hour. We ate the palace. And Margaret, my wife, said, Chris, this is all fun and, you know, it's great. And what a staggeringly exciting nil-nil draw this is turning out to be. But what's this we hate the palace bit? Why don't they like the royalty? This is sweetheart. It's not Buckingham. It's Crystal. WABC. Some of your great little memories. The best mix of those Golden Oldies. I love this. How can you not? I love this job. How can you not like a job like this, eh? Sitting around playing great tune. I'm not keen on the hip-hop, rock, FM stuff anymore now. This is great stuff. But you know you're getting old, don't you? When your kids learning history, what you paid admission to see. WABC, on the Clap Newman, and there's something in the air. WABC, and what have we got here? Well, we've got overweight, that's what we've got here at the moment. Then we get a bit later on in the afternoon, after I finish and stumble my way up the back door with a getaway driver warming the car up, 5 o'clock, the future Golden Oldies show. That's right, it's the stuff that's around at the moment that's going to be those great old memories. But this is a program I really, 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 really look forward to and thoroughly enjoy. It's Slick Meyer, Dave Slick Meyer, with the magic of Motown on WABC, and that's at 9 o'clock tonight. The best mix of Golden Oldies, WABC.
And
today on the all-revealing Ashley Extravaganza, we expose the sleazy, shocking life of Snow White behind closed doors. We unveil the supposed innocent maiden who actually makes Madonna look like Mother Teresa. We reveal that Snow White's favourite song is Do That To Me One More Time. We tell you how Snow White put a smile on Grumpy's face and cure Bashful's little problem. We tell the truth about Gropey, the dwarf Snow White never talks about. It will shock the story of the not-so-Snow White and the sleazy Seven. Interesting to know that on this day, 1 million years ago, in a place that we now know as Albury, Og, a black country, a Stone Age man, invented the wheel. 2 days later, somebody nicked the hubcaps. And coincidentally, on this very same day, 1 million years ago, in exactly the same place, a Stone Age woman went naked and discovered the world's newest profession. This is WABC. Oh, what am I on about? This is WABC, and it was reputed, this is a little bit a grey area of taste now, I suppose, but it was reputed that the Shangri-La, you know, leader of the pack, and remember walking the sand, and give him a great big kiss. Ugh, that was revolting. Were actually, ladies of the night. Before they became hit record stars. Keep that to yourself. Bit of tittle tattle on WABC. WABC with the best mix of golden oldies with Christopher Aloysius, Ignatius, Xavier, Obadiah, Ashley. And you're using up Cubbins during the week. And I think if you carried that bit of news, it was about that banks are making a note of your political predilections, your political leanings. Oh. Now, I took this on board, and it really got to worry me a bit. I'm sitting there, and I'd rearranged my sock drawers, I'd had a really big night, and I'd peeled off the stickers off the back window of my car, and I suddenly started, I look up my PIN number. Oh, yeah. I'm a mover and shaker, me. So I looked up, bearing in mind, it's a bit about banks of letting various institutions know who you vote for. The PIN number is 1984. 1984? Whoa, spooky.
Is she really going out with
me? WABC, right, well, we're coming out for the news, and that'll be at 4 o'clock, and we've got another hour on the other side of some corking music, and I'm just wading through my extensive record library that I have. Well, actually, it's all in a big, damp cardboard box under the stairs. I dug this one out. This is coming up any old tick of the clock. The Hollies with He Ain't Heavy, He's Just Blubber. And it's on WABC, my friend.